You will never ever be able to change me. True that. And why would I and how could I when you yourself are the one holding on to a particular fixated sense of what you are? You alone are the one who will change yourself when the conditions for change become evident. Beyond that, you carry your gallon of fuel, firewood for your forge, materials that need to be processed as a matter of your evolution, necessary assets that should not be meddled with by another. They are your right to utilize as a matter of your growth and liberation. So we are talking about a policy of non-interference. Whatever monkey business it is that you may be up to is up to you. Now there is the case where someone, in their ignorance, is at risk of immediate harm, hazard coming their way, about to fall off a cliff, step on a poisonous snake. We may be compelled to intervene against their will and their assertions. Tragically though, in this world, most everyone is somewhere on the spectrum of inflicting psychological self-harm, generating unnecessary suffering into their lives, and there is nothing we can do about it. They must have their way, and so it shall be. And at some point, coming to a point of existential exhaustion, fatigue with their subject assertion, unable to deal with the claustrophobic shell they are locking themselves into, then they will be amenable to change. But they themselves are the ones who will change themselves with the help of whatever has been laid out. What I have here, what I share, are materials you engage in your way to support your change with hopes of being fit for the purpose. But there is no agenda, no necessity here to score points. This has changed someone. You score your own points, you reach your own goals, you change as you must, as you feel that you need to. That's all there is to it. So happy evolutions, all of you.